A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. There must be a renewal in the inner life of your minds. You must be clothed in the new self, which is created in God's image, justified and sanctified through the truth. Away with falsehood, then. Let everyone speak out the truth to his neighbor. Membership of the body binds us to one another. Do not let resentment lead you into sin. The sunset must not still find you angry. Do not give the devil his opportunity. The man who was a thief must be a thief no longer. Let him work instead and earn by his own labor the blessings he will be able to share with those who are in need. Please stand for a continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus once more spoke to them in parables. Here is an image, he said, of the kingdom of heaven. There was once a king who held a marriage feast for his son and sent out all his servants with a summons to all those whom he had invited to the wedding. But they would not come. Then he sent other servants with a fresh summons, bidding them tell those who had been invited, "By this I have prepared my feast. The oxen have been killed and the fatlings. All is ready now. Come to the wedding." But still they paid no heed and went off on other errands, one to his farm in the country and another to his trading. And the rest laid hands upon his servants and insulted and killed them. The king fell into a rage when he heard of it and sent out his troops to put those murderers to death and burn their city. After this, he said to his servants, "Here is the marriage feast all ready, and those who had been invited have proved unworthy of it. You must go out to the street corners and invite all whom you find there to the wedding." And his servants went out into the streets, where they mustered all they could find, rogues and honest men together. And so the wedding had its full tale of guests. But when the king came in to look at the company, he saw a man there who had no wedding garment on. "My friend," he said, "how didst thou come here to be here without a wedding garment?" And he made no reply. Whereupon the king said to his servants, "Bind him hand and foot and cast him out into the darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Many are called, but few are chosen." Thus far the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Just as a reminder, my sisters and brothers, that after Mass today there will be in that building, whatever it's called. I don't know. I'm not from here. I don't know anything. You go out the door to your left, go down the hall, and turn to your right. There's food. If you forget the directions, just follow the smell. Everybody's invited for food. Father Dilger is most eager for us to discuss together moving forward as a community. We, of course, in the diocese are short of priests, so we can't exactly be opening new parishes yet, but perhaps we can come together to figure out how we, as a group, can perhaps do some things that might resemble parish life a little more. Say, like First Communion, Confirmation together. How do we get these down? I've not spoken with Bishop Siegel to see if he would be willing to celebrate confirmation in the extraordinary form, but he strikes me as a bishop that wouldn't take a lot of convincing to have him come in and do it. So if we want to do these kinds of things, or catechesis, whatever, perhaps we could have a little discussion over whatever they're serving over there, the fattened pig, right? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And kind of on the subject of the fattened pig, my sisters and brothers, this is the wedding feast that is in today's gospel. This is the wedding feast of the Lamb of God. You find it in the book of Revelation, a book front to back that is about Holy Mass. It is the wedding feast of the Lamb. And my sisters and brothers, people are missing. The king sent his servants out and said, "Hey, there's a bunch of people who've been invited, make sure they come." And those people all had a good excuse, and I'm sure that nobody in here has ever used an excuse to not go to a wedding reception, right? I am a sinner, and I have used excuses to not go to wedding receptions, but you're all much better than I am. I hate wedding receptions so much, right? But anyway, these people seem to hate it more than I did, because not only did they go about their business and ignore their king, some of them overreacted slightly and put the king's messengers to death. And so the king has an understandable and normal and calm reaction. He kills them all and burns their city to the ground, right? And then he says, okay, the people who were invited weren't worthy to be invited. In Matthew's context, of course, this is a prophecy concerning the Jewish people of the time, not modern Jews, but the Jewish people of the time who would reject their Messiah. What it means for us is there are people who have simply stopped the practice of their faith. And so the king in the parable says, go out and get literally anybody you can find, anybody at all. And as the gospel says, they found rogues and honest men together, right? Brought together, rogues and honest men. Anybody, literally anybody. My sisters and brothers, you and I, of course, are friends of Jesus. He says so in the Gospel of St. John. We are also his servants. This is his wedding feast, the wedding feast of the Lamb, Christ and his espousal to our Holy Mother, the Church, Christ and his Church, who continue to produce children by grace, children by adoption. You and I, that's what I'm speaking of. However, if you look around, I'm sure you'll notice there's a couple empty seats, right? And this is the case at any mass that you go to. I was recently disheartened. I don't know. If you've heard of CARA, right, the Center for Applied Research in the Apostolate, anytime CARA puts out a study, it's bound to ruin your week, right? That's just kind of how it goes in the church today. It's gonna ruin your week. And my week got ruined about midday Wednesday when the most recent CARA report came out, and it was a simple study, a survey, on religious life in the United States and those who consider themselves to be believers and religiously active. And it broke it down by age brackets and such. When I was ordained a priest, the Catholic faith was the largest faith in the United States. More than 29% of Americans identified as Catholics. As of CARA's report last Wednesday, we are no longer the largest religious faith in the U.S. That honor goes to people who do not consider themselves to be believers at all, or who have no religious affiliation. 26% of Americans, 1 in 4, only 20% would call themselves Catholic anymore. And among millennials, right, my generation, and Gen Z that comes after us, more than 50% do not believe in a personal God, do not believe in any faith, or have no religious affiliation whatsoever. For the first time in American history, an entire generation, a majority of them, do not profess belief in God of any kind of God. My sisters and brothers, these are the people that we need to go to. These are the people who are waiting for an invitation to the wedding banquet. These are the people that God sends you out of this church today to go and fetch and bring back. You might be thinking to yourself, well, okay, I'll keep my eyes open for somebody. No. Listen to the gospel again, right? Literally anybody, right? Horse collar them, do what you gotta do. Invite them, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Invite them to come with you. Maybe they're not even Catholic. They might become interested in joining the Catholic Church if you brought them to Mass with you. Invite them with you. Be generous and patient with them. They may have left the church years ago. They may be living a kind of life that we don't approve of. Okay, that's fine. Bring them. Explain to them they cannot come to Holy Communion, but still, bring them. We have today, in this church building right now, what is literally the best thing in the entire universe. The best thing in the entire universe. Do we believe it? If we believe it, why aren't we talking about it? Pray today, my sisters and brothers, for courage and for strength. God will give you the words for a simple, joyful invitation. Invite people to come to Holy Mass. Explain to them the reason for your joy, and be joyful when you talk about it, right? Don't complain, don't talk about other people, don't all of that stuff, you know. Don't walk around looking like your dog just died all the time, always, right? Or like you were baptized in pickle juice. Have a smile on your face, be affable, be generous, be joyful. No overly sad people have ever brought anybody to Jesus Christ. Let's be joyful and invite people with you to the wedding feast of the Lamb, to know God's great love for them, to pray for them, that they would receive the grace of faith, and by your example and your encouragement, that they might become more and more the saints that God wants them to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.